7 Democrats, one seeking the Green Party nod and 2 unaffiliated candidates, are hoping to unseat freshman New York Republican Congressman John Faso of the 19th District. 34-year-old Cooperstown resident Erin Collier was the latest Democrat to enter and the only woman. This is the 7th and final of my interviews with the Democratic candidates. Collier entered the race in mid-March. She says the election of Donald Trump and a call to action during women's marches in 2017 for more women to run for office prompted her to explore a campaign. Collier attended trainings for women to run for office and was thinking about a congressional run in 2022, but the women leading the training convinced her otherwise.
And every time they would come up to me at the end of the training and say to me, "Erin, don't wait. You should really run now. You should do it now. Don't wait. Do it this year."
She says it took a long time to raise money to be able to enter the race. Otherwise, she would have entered sooner.
You know, I am not personally wealthy at all, and my family is not wealthy at all. I come from a farming family. But, you know, to run for office, especially to run for Congress, is really, our system is really financially prohibitive, and it's a really big problem.
Collier, a triathlete, says she is proud to be endorsed by Emily's List, especially during what she calls a pink wave.
Of all the women running in New York, they've only endorsed 3 so for Congress: Senator Gillibrand, Congresswoman Maloney, and myself. So I'm really, really proud of that. Emily's List, you know, is a complete powerhouse, and they only endorse when it looks like there's a path to victory. Last week, they had 20 candidates in a primary, and every single one of their candidates won.
Collier, whose home county, Otsego, is a swing county, believes she is the one who can strip votes from Congressman Faso.
I can take those votes from Faso in the swing district, which is where we need to take those votes from him. 2016, we saw the blue part of the district. We got those votes. And Faso, like, you know, much like the 2016 presidential election, won the rural part of the district, and that was enough for him to take the race. And we really need somebody to run that's from the swing part of the district that can take those votes from him, and I am that candidate.
Collier, who served as an agricultural economist during the Obama administration, believes she stands apart from the other candidates by representing both sides of the coin.
On the one hand, I'm a candidate that has really, really deep roots and comes from a very humble background in the district. My family has been living in this district for 8 generations. We have been here since the 1700s. Colliersville by Cooperstown, my ancestors founded that when we first moved here, you know, in 1700s, founded Colliersville. So in a district where roots matter, nobody can outroot me.
On the other side of the coin,
I am a very well-educated economist with a lot of professional experience, you know, informing federal policy. So I'm, you know, certainly qualified. My entire life, personal and professional, has been dedicated to helping people and helping vulnerable populations and standing up for people. My entire track record is about choosing people over profit.
Collier, who is from a farming family, supports helping especially dairy farmers who she says have been shutting their farms because business is not sustainable, with cost outweighing income. She has several ideas, one being...
There's a lot of supply of milk, and I think we need to help them find support for market linkages. You know, there's a lot of suppliers even in our district, so not in our district, in upstate New York. For example, Chobani, huge industry, huge consumer, and, you know, started off buying their milk from New York State and has now gone to, now they're buying their milk from Michigan. And, you know, meanwhile, while dairy farms are closing everywhere in our district, you know, right in Chobani's backyard, they are getting their milk from Michigan. And I would like to see us put in some incentives to have Chobani purchase their milk more locally so that we can support these small farms and keep them open.
As for the not-yet-passed Farm Bill and provision concerning SNAP, or Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program...
I, like many Democrats, was really upset about what the Republicans were doing about the SNAP benefits. And I think that, you know, it's making it harder for vulnerable populations to receive benefits that they should be receiving is cruel and not fair. And I am happy to see that the Farm Bill didn't pass, because we need to make sure that those SNAP benefits, that the changes the Republicans are trying to make, do not happen.
Collier, who supports New York's SAFE Act, wants measures implemented to stem gun violence.
We absolutely have to put in place a ban on assault weapons. and a ban on bump stocks. They have no place in civilian society. We also need to, we need longer waiting periods and better background checks. And we need to close loopholes. Right now, I mean, the gun shows have zero restrictions, and it allows for complete unsafe access to guns. And we absolutely need to put in place regulations that are going to stop those loopholes and reduce the access to guns. And then I think that, you know, honestly, we really need to be paying more attention and including mental health services in this discussion.
On health care.
Universal health care is number one. Everybody should have health care. Health care is a human right. Everybody should have health care. It doesn't matter your sex, your income, your whether you have pre-existing conditions, your age. Everybody should have health care. It is a basic human right.
Meantime, Faso addressed the 2018 contest during a Congressional Corner interview with WAMC's Alan Shartok.
So I'm focused on my race. I know that a lot of Democratic activists are motivated, but I think by Election Day, a lot of Republican activists will be motivated as well.
Erin Collier is one of seven Democratic candidates who want to run against Faso in what is considered a swing district in the national spotlight. Two other candidates are unaffiliated, and another seeks the Green Party line. The primary is June 26th. WAMC is hosting a live debate among the seven Democratic candidates May 31st from 1 to 2:30 p.m. at the Linda, WAMC's performing arts studio in Albany. More information about the debate and interviews with the other candidates are at WAMC.org. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.